I'm Philip Morgan, and this is the Consulting Pipeline Podcast, where we talk about building your consulting pipeline through positioning, education-based content marketing, and marketing automation. One of the questions I get from people that I'm helping with their positioning is, if I get really specific, how can I know if there's enough clients for me? Let's continue with our previous example of small and medium businesses that need inventory management solutions or improvements. The question now is, how do you get the interest of prospects that are in that group of 56,200 potential clients? Well, there are several ways you can get their interest. One would be to give them a phone call and say with a deep, serious voice, there's a sniper on the roof of your building, and if you do not wire $5 million to the following bank account, people will die. Or you could present yourself as the solution to a real problem they have, or a real opportunity to turn a modest amount of money into a larger amount of revenue or savings. And yeah, I'm joking with that first item. The second one, though, is not a joke. It's what I refer to in the positioning manual as an expensive problem. As you know, I think, from your own life, expensive problems are everywhere around us, and people gladly pay real money to solve them. We all do. So back to our example of the small or medium businesses that need inventory management solutions or improvements. If you've been operating in this market space for a while, you probably know exactly what the real problems are. But if you're breaking into the space and it's relatively new to you, you would start by doing some research. So if we hurry off to the Google Mobile and do some research on what kinds of problems are inventory problems are facing companies, we come back with actually a ton of results. There are probably other, well, there certainly are other probably better ways to get this information. One example would be doing early customer interviews with prospective clients where you're not interviewing in order to sell them, you're interviewing them in order to find out what kind of challenges they face in this space. Anyway, I did a little bit of Googling and found a couple of sources. One was actually incredible. It listed verbatim the top, I don't know, there were 50 or 100 items on this list from a survey that a company had done of all the inventory management problems. And from that, they collated the top five. And that was not the only article like that. There were several others. So I pulled out two problems from the research I did. The first problem was the need to stop doing yearly physical inventories and move to a more regular, smaller inventory cycle. And the second problem was to rearrange the warehouse to increase picking efficiencies. These are both problems I'm certain could be solved using software, custom-developed software that would be interesting and enjoyable to architect and, you know, reasonably cost-effective to code and very profitable to sell either as a standardized solution or a custom solution. So let's build a positioning statement based on each one of these problems, or actually just one of them. Let's pick the yearly inventory problem. There's a number of positioning statement formats that you can use. One that I like, because it's so simple, reads like this. I help a certain type of client solve a certain type of problem without some, you would compare your approach maybe to a conventional approach that you're differentiating from, or a inferior approach or a more common approach. You would do something in the last part of that sentence to set yourself apart from other approaches to solving that same problem. So applied to the expensive problem of improving on yearly inventory counts, it might look something like this. I help small and medium businesses reduce inventory waste by 30% without disrupting production. I do this by making custom software that enables more regular, smaller cycle inventory counting and reconciling. So there's a couple things going on in here, and this is not my, you know, inventory management is not my expertise. So I'm guessing about how much the waste could be reduced and, you know, what the problems might be of changing your approach to inventory management. In essence, I'm kind of making some of this up, but I'm doing it to make a point, which is that a positioning statement like that is far better than something like, I help small and medium businesses improve operations by making custom software. Because that more general positioning statement doesn't bring up any kind of problem that's being solved. It's up to the imagination of the listener to imagine how that might translate into a benefit for them. And when you do that, they're most likely going to go back to whatever they were doing before rather than listen to you further. So we ask at this point, would this type of a more specific positioning statement work? Would it get the attention of a potential client? I think it would, but what I think doesn't really matter. What matters is what happens in reality. And so I'd encourage you to try this out. So next up, in the next installment, I'll present some ideas for how you might test that with real live people. In the meantime, I can help you one-on-one with your positioning. I offer one-hour strategy calls and ongoing coaching. Just simply text Book Philip, all one word, BOOKPHILIP, to 33444. Again, text Book Philip to 33444 to learn more about how we might work together. You can drop in a question on my website. It's a bit.ly link, bit.ly/askphilip. Again, bit.ly/askphilip, bit.ly/askphilip. And there's always good old-fashioned email, philip@philipmorganconsulting.com. That's it for this episode of the Consulting Pipeline Podcast. You can find more episodes at consultingpipelinepodcast.com. I'm Philip Morgan, and I hope to see you again next time.